time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I've got Brenda Dieter with Community Cares, and they're putting together a Christmas dinner. This is going to be on Christmas Day at Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern from 2 to 4 o'clock. We're going to talk about the event itself. How long has it been going on? They do a lot of great different things for this event. If you can't make it, or if you're, you know, you need a ride, something like that. But the main point of all this is that, you know what, come in and enjoy Christmas dinner with friends and your family and everything, and don't be alone on Christmas. It's very, very important, and that's what they're trying to accomplish with this one. Brenda, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're very welcome.
So let's dive in and talk about this. You said this should be your ninth, but it's going to be your eighth because, of course, everybody knows what had to happen a couple years ago.
Yeah, we were lucky we only got shut down 1 year. So
let's talk about like when it started and who kind of put the wheels to the ground, so to speak, and said, you know what, we should do this.
Well, I worked at the food bank for a few years, and right before, there was a day before Thanksgiving, our Price City Mayor, Corianis, was over the regional missionaries. They stopped in at the food bank and wanted something to do on Thanksgiving Day, you know, like 18 missionaries he was bringing in. And I had no idea where to send them. You know, we don't have a soup kitchen or anything, nowhere. And so we talked for a while, and before he left, he said, we're going to be back Christmas time. We want something to do. So people were dropping off their turkeys that day, and I just happened to mention it to two different guys. I didn't know them, and they were not together. Little did I know, they both worked at the college. Next thing I know, people called me. We had a meeting, our first meeting, December 8th. We did our first dinner that Christmas. So that's how it got started.
And really, as we said, the whole purpose and the whole point of this is to get people together on Christmas. Nobody should be by themselves on Christmas Day.
Right, right. And that's what it's all about. But you know what? Bring your families. Get your neighbor that's there all the time by themselves. Whoever, you know, we'll go pick them up and give them a ride. It's really kind of cool because, you know, if somebody comes in by themselves, we'll usually set them at a table where nobody's at. But then other people come in, other people by themselves, you get two or three people, whatever, we sit them at the table with them. Before they leave, these guys are great friends, and they've had a wonderful Christmas.
And that's, once again, that's what this whole event is for. So, once again, the event takes place on Christmas Day. It's going to be from 2 to 4 at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. What are we serving this year for Christmas dinner?
We have the usual fare. We have turkey, we have ham, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, pies, stuffing, gravy. You know, I don't know, two or three or four different kinds of drinks, a few different kinds of pies. People come in, this is what we use missionaries for and other volunteers for, because we still get missionaries that come in. They'll seat them at their table. They'll serve them at their table, everything. They clean up after them. And
there's just so much good that comes out of
this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The look on some of these people's faces, and then Sutherland's donates 50 poinsettias, and he donates the big poinsettias. So everybody goes home with a poinsettia. We do candy bags. They get a candy bag. We have Christmas books for the kids. We also have a table where they go and can decorate cookies to take home to their families, and it's a lot of fun.
So,
it's a lot of fun.
And you had kind of alluded to it and mentioned it a little bit, but if you need a ride, you guys are offering transportation, aren't you?
We will pick people up and take them home when they're done.
And then the other good thing is, and you said last year you served 130 shut-ins, people that can't get out of their home or anything like that. You served that many people last year. You're doing it again this year.
Oh, yeah. We've done it every year. Yeah, they just need to call in and let us know how many. We have our same deliverers from the very first year. All of them come back and want to do it again, and they have their usual routes. So.
And it's once again, you can't speak enough about how great this event really is. So, but this event doesn't happen by itself, and you need people that are, you know, willing to come and volunteer and help with serving and cleaning up and those kinds of things. But you're also looking for some entertainers, aren't you? Let's talk about that for a moment.
We need some entertainment. Sometimes we get families in there. They sit around the piano. They sing. We used to have Ray all the time. I can't think of his last name. He'd come and play his fiddle every year, but he has since passed away, and we miss him a lot. And we just, you know, anybody would like to come on for an hour or two on Christmas, you know, you don't need to do the whole 2 hours because usually we get more than one. We usually sometimes have to break it up, you know, because we have too many much entertainment. But
so if there's a local performance group out there or, you know, like you said, just a family that enjoys doing this, what a great way to give back on Christmas Day. You know what? Go down and entertain for an hour and just, you know what, and share your feelings and your Christmas spirit with everyone else.
Yeah, bring your family and have dinner on us after you entertain or before you entertain.
Very simple. Simple enough. The other thing that you can always use is cash donations. And if someone wants to make a cash donation, how would they go about doing that?
They can go to the drive-up at Washington Federal on Main Street, just tell them it's for the Christmas dinner, or they can send it to P.O. Box 255, Price, Utah.
All right. So we've got some phone numbers for people to contact. If you're interested in being a volunteer or transportation, you need help getting there, or if you can't get out of the house and you need a meal brought to you, who all can they contact?
Well, me or Stephanie Kaw or Pam Kaw.
Okay.
And you want their numbers now?
Please, yes.
Mine is 820-8140.
Okay.
Stephanie's is 820-6631, and Pam's is 820-6628.
And if you call those numbers, they can get you, you know, they'll kind of coordinate through logistics what you need. If you need a ride there and front back, they'll take care of that. If you can't get out of the house and you need a meal brought to you, they can take care of all that. If you're an entertainer and looking to help out with this, or if you just want to make a cash donation, they can help you with all of those things. If you call those three ladies, they will take care of it all.
Any questions at all that they have about it, they can call any of us. We'll answer them best we can.
All right. So once again, this is the Community Cares Christmas Dinner. It's going to be Christmas Day at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern from 2 to 4. And we're speaking with Brenda Dieter. Brenda, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us. And thanks for doing this. This is a great, great event. And I look forward to talking to people about it every year.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome. It's we really enjoy doing it. It's just a good feeling all day long.
It is.
All day long.
Yep. What a better way to maybe close out your Christmas day.
Exactly.
Everybody does stuff early on Christmas morning anyway.
Yeah.
So take the 2 o'clock and head on over there and give them a hand. Once again, Brenda, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.